All right, we have a quorum. Let's please, Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Lou?
Here.
Lou here. Wyland?
Here.
Wyland here. Berryhill? Berryhill here. Block?
Here.
Block here. Corbett?
Here.
Corbett here. Galgiani? Galgiani here. Hernandez? Hernandez here. Hill? Torres?
Here.
Torres Hill. Here.
All right, this is a meeting of the Business and Professions Committee, chaired by someone who doesn't do this very often, so I'll accept any coaching necessary to do this properly in my last few hours. Senator Lou, you wish to present on SB 315?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. This bill has been referred back to this committee for approval of the amendments that were made in their assembly. As amended, the bill, which is sponsored by the Contractor State License Board, does the following things. First, it prohibits an unlicensed contractor from advertising for contracting work above $500, which is a threshold above which a contractor license is required. The bill also enhances the board's ability to investigate construction law violations by authorizing board investigators to be at places of labor at any time. The bill clarifies that operating under a suspended license is unlicensed activity, and the bill extends from 30 days to 180 days, the time frame in which the board is to take action against violations referred to the board by the labor commissioner. This bill has received bipartisan support, and I have a witness here to testify in support of the bill.
Thank you. Please state your name.
Laura Zuniga with the Contractor State License Board. We're the sponsor of the bill. We'd like to thank the author and his staff for their work on the issue. This bill is going to strengthen our enforcement program and enhance our consumer protection efforts. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any other testimony in favor?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Very quickly, Park Terry, on behalf of the California Landscape Contractors Association. As I'm sure you're aware, unlicensed activity adds probably 15 to 20% to the ability of those unlicensed operators to compete unfairly against licensed contractors. And for those reasons, we are strongly supportive of this effort, as well as others, to try and combat unlicensed contracting.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Kevin Pedrotti representing United Contractors. We're supportive of the bill.
Thank you. Any testimony in opposition? Questions, comments from members? Bill has been moved. I'll just make the comment that this is a very good bill, and some of these elements I thought were already law. As someone who for many years was in a business that supplied contractors, it's absolutely correct that unlicensed contractors, and I think it's become worse, are a burden on all of us. Often they don't carry workers' compensation insurance, and it makes it much more difficult for legitimate operators to operate. So this is a very good bill, and please call the roll.
Thank you. Motion is to concur in assembly amendments. Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Wyland?
Aye.
Wyland, aye. Berryhill?
Aye.
Berryhill, aye. Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Hill? Torres?
Aye.
Torres, aye.
Yeah, we'll hold the roll open for a while. Or you can.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess we can't stay here. Okay.
You're welcome to stay.
Because the judiciary needs to be here.
Okay, so the bill is out. We're going to adjourn the meeting.